WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell, the business of coffee. We are talking a little bit now about the North Central College Coffee Lab. They're celebrating the grand opening of that lab recently. The first, one of the few college facilities in the United States with the focus on the business of coffee happening at the student level there, and the entrepreneur in residence at North Central College in Naperville, Connor McGurry, joins us a little bit this morning to talk about this. Connor, welcome to the program and congratulations on all of this.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's talk about first why where the idea came from and why the focus on coffee.
Yeah, idea started actually from my professor, Jerry Tallman, who's an accounting professor on campus here in about 2004. He first saw the coffee that we've been purchasing being sold at his church, thought maybe we could do this as a fundraiser for the business club on campus, brought the idea back and actually linked up with an anthropology professor, Matt Crystal, who had at that time extensive experience working in Guatemala. And so once they realized it was a match between their two interests, they first traveled down to Guatemala with students just to meet the farmers. And then for about the past 14 years now, we've traveled twice per year to Guatemala with students and faculty to purchase coffee for our own brand and meet with the community and see how else we can support their community.
And so the students that are involved in this are really getting sort of a hands-on first look at business, right? I mean, this is the idea of this. It's sort of a kind of getting their feet wet, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's almost like a live simulation that students get to go through, where students are making real decisions about steering the business and changing it up and pivoting and whatnot. And I think students from all disciplines, not even just business, enjoy the fact that coffee is so hands-on and it's a product that particularly college students understand and is easy to work with. So it has really, I mean, personally, I can say that it's been a super impactful experience to be able to work with professors across campus, work with the administration here, and build something that's unique to North Central and built in that students can be proud of.
Give us a layout. Give us a kind of a mental picture of the layout here of the coffee lab. What's there and what's it look like?
Yeah, so it's about 450 square feet, and it's located in Lawrence Academic Center on the north of North Central's campus, close to the train station. In there, what we have is largely right now serving as a production facility. So we have countertops that have scales and analyzers for density and moisture and color of coffee. We have grinding equipment, packaging equipment. Kind of the centerpiece of the lab is actually a coffee roaster. It's a full-size shop roaster. It's a P12-2 coffee roaster that was actually donated by Probat up in Vernon Hills. And then, you know, throughout the lab, we have equipment from other partners like Chemex and Bun and AeroPress of different brewing methods and really different ways to prepare coffee. So the idea is that we're inviting students in to not only learn about, our own business, but also showing them all the different aspects of coffee, all the ways to brew it, and really the best way to enjoy it.
The idea here, this is more than just a business students that are involved too. When I was reading up on our getting ready for our interview today, I mean, it's students from across the spectrum of different areas. So, like for instance, accounting students are involved in this, chemistry students, graphic arts students, social sciences students. Talk to us about how all of those students come together and learn something about their chosen field.
Yeah, so I think one of the great things about North Central is we have a chapter of Enactus, which is a global organization really devoted to social entrepreneurship, and that's always been where we've housed this kind of coffee business prior to bringing it to the lab. And Enactus has always kind of brought in students of wide disciplines, and the exposure to the coffee project has really come from the work on campus of the Enactus group, bringing it to life and bringing it to different departments. So, like you mentioned, the other day in the coffee lab, we had chemistry students coming in to take water samples from our sinks and from our brewers and our hot water towers to look at whether or not we meet Specialty Coffee Association standards for the actual chemical breakdown of our water. And like you said, we have graphic students working on designing new packaging for us and helping on our website. and cost accounting students in anthropology and engineering. And it's really been a collaborative approach across campus where once we kind of pitched this idea, we had professors from across campus in all disciplines coming to us saying, hey, maybe I could use this in my class for this, or I thought about bringing the students for, you know, a field trip here. We could actually do it in the coffee lab. So it's been really great to see everybody kind of coming together around this idea of coffee, and because it is so applicable to all these disciplines, and trying to give students a new experience on campus.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the lessons people are learning. What has the experience meant, not only for you, but for some of these students as they get started in their business careers?
Yeah, I mean, I think had you asked me 2 years ago if I would be working, you know, opening up a coffee lab for North Central College, I probably would disagree with you. I never really saw myself working in coffee until I joined this project. It has been one of the most beneficial experiences of my life, being able to work with the college administration to launch something new, going through the process of business planning and financial statements and making decisions. And also, for the students, it's been exposure at every level. I mean, this is not a project that is kind of confined to one area of campus. And I think that the students have enjoyed the fact that if you're a marketing major, you can come and talk to us about brand strategy and working on promotions and setting up the website. And if you're a finance student, working with us on understanding our costs and working with accounting students on manufacturing the finished product. And if you're an engineering student, we're talking about, you know, the new ways of roasting coffee. What's the best way that we can do it? By making slight alterations or automation to the coffee roaster. So it's just been an unbelievable experience to see it all come to life and see students really getting excited about a product that they both understand and can see their work being reflected in.
You mentioned something earlier, social entrepreneurship, and I know that's something that we've talked about on the program before, and investing in people who are social entrepreneurs as well. Talk to us about how that's different from just being a regular entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think social entrepreneurship is the process behind it. It's trying to do something with an underlying purpose that serves, whether it be community or a group of people, somebody else. And for us, that means supporting the coffee farmers back in Guatemala that we purchased from. And I think that social entrepreneurship sometimes can get a bad rap because it's assumed that all social entrepreneurs work for a charity or a nonprofit, when the reality is social entrepreneurship can be an extremely profitable venture if it's done correctly. And I think that the exciting thing about business, particularly in today's world, is that more and more people are turning towards looking at new ways to make their products or their business socially conscious, and understanding who along their supply chain is impacted by their decisions. And that's something that we take very seriously with the coffee lab, because we know that every decision that we make either helps or hurts the farmers at origin. And we want to do our best to continue to grow to help support their community while also introducing them to new markets here in the United States.
Very cool idea, and it's very exciting to see all of this take shape. I'm sure it sounds like you're having a great time with it as well. So I think the question of the morning is, people are listening with their coffee fix waiting. How can we get coffee? How can we try this coffee?
Yeah, so if you head to northcentralcoffeelab.com, you can order directly from there. There's a bit more information about our product. If you're ever on campus at North Central, feel free to swing in and see us at Lawrence Academic Center on the north end of campus. Starting in the fall, we'll ideally start to offer public classes, 1 or 2 days a month, where you can come in, learn about the roasting process, the cupping process, or how to make a great cup of coffee at home. And we're really hoping to engage consumers at every level, so we're excited to collaborate with people.
All right. Well, Connor, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and all the best to everybody involved in the coffee lab.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Connor McGurry, the entrepreneur in residence at North Central College, talking about the North Central College Coffee Lab.